Whether you're watching this first thing in the morning or it's 10 minutes before the bell rings at the end of the day, Fridays are awesome. I'm Carl Azus with CNN Student News. There are just over 316 million people in the U.S., and two-thirds of them are feeling a blast of unseasonably cold weather. Now, cold is relative. Today's high here in Atlanta, Georgia, is 46, but it's normally 64 this time of year. The other day, Casper, Wyoming's high was 2, as in 2 degrees. It's normally 45 right now. Denver, Colorado, Lubbock, Texas, Livingston, Montana, they've all set records this week involving cold temperatures for mid-November. It's not that it never gets cold in these places or other American cities. It's that it never does it so early in the season. So why?
Blame the bomb cyclone. Yep, that's right. Bomb cyclone is actually a real weather term. Frigid weather and snow are already in the U.S. So how did it happen? Blame it on the leftovers from Super Typhoon Nuri. It barreled up to Alaska, mixing warm tropical air with the polar vortex and changing the direction of the jet stream, allowing cold air to spill into the U.S. Normally, the polar vortex stays where it's supposed to be, in the North Pole, trapping frigid air up where it belongs. But the bomb cyclone shook things up and sent all that Arctic air south. Bottom line, winter came early, and it might be here to stay.
Quite a different natural event to catch you up on in the 50th U.S. state. We've been reporting on a slow-moving disaster, a creeping lava flow from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano. Since late June, the 2,000-degree lava has been bubbling its way toward a Hawaiian town named Pahoa. It overtook and burned down a home there earlier this week. It happened in 45 minutes. No one was hurt. The family had evacuated in September. There's hope for other parts of the community. For several days now, there's been a pause in the lava's advance. The eruption hasn't stopped, but the main lava flow isn't moving toward structures at this time. Scientists with the European Space Agency say their Rosetta mission is trying to answer very big questions about the solar system's history. But a simpler question they're working on involves their comet lander. Where exactly is it? The $1.4 billion mission made history this week by placing a spacecraft on the comet 67P, but not everything's gone according to plan.
Absolutely stunning images that we're seeing from the surface of the comet 67P, which is, of course, some 310 million miles away from Earth. Now, the interesting thing about these images is that they're stunning to the scientists themselves. They believe that on the comet's surface, they would find a very powdery substance. They believe the surface itself might be very soft, and that the lander, if bad comes to worst, might sink in and wouldn't be able to transmit any signals back to Earth. However, what we're seeing on these images seems to be a very rocky surface, but it's unclear whether or not those are really rocks or whether those might be ice crystals mixed with some sort of metallic dust. Again, these are all things that the Philae lander is supposed to find out in the coming days. One of the interesting things that they just told us is that the landing seems to have been a rodeo ride by any stretch of the imagination. What happened was Philae lander came and touched down pretty much in exactly the spot where they wanted to touch down, but then a harpoon system didn't deploy. It jumped back up. That jump took 2 hours because, of course, there's very little gravity here. Then it came back down very close to some sort of crater, jumped again for another 7 minutes, and then came to a standstill. And they think that right now it's on the edge of a cliff. It's probably standing with 2 feet on the ground. The third foot, they believe, is up in the air. They're not exactly sure where it is right now. They know it's on the comet because that's what the sensors are telling them. And they say that pretty much all of the scientific instruments are working. The one thing they think might be a problem is drilling because the harpoon system failed and therefore the comet is not attached to the lander or the lander attached to the comet. And they're afraid if they try something like that, that it might actually fall off the comet. There is one problem that they have with the mission right now, and that is the place where they're at right now, close to that cliff, seems to be pretty far away from any sort of sunlight. So they're getting a lot less sunlight than they actually thought. And that's a problem because right now it's running on battery power, but it will need power on the solar panels. It's going to need light rays if it wants to recharge those batteries and continue the scientific experiments for a long time to come. So that is something that they're working on. They say it could impact the mission. But at this point in time, of course, people here in this town of Darmstadt, Germany, absolutely jubilant at what they've achieved. And that is to catch a comet in the middle of space.